Please rise and join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Boyne County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, March 19th, 2022. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda? We have an agenda. Any department heads, elected officials? Sarah Doty, the Boyne County Auditor.
Good morning. Just business as usual, nothing new to report on my end.
Thank you. Colin Durst, IT.
Good morning. Just keeping busy like always. I was up at ISAC there last week and I had some good discussions with some of my affiliate folks with ICIT. And other than that, nothing really new to report, so.
A little off the subject, but I learned a lot. Not that this one, the previous ISAC, I decided that I had a free period, so I was going to sit in on an IT meeting.
Yeah.
I lasted about 90 seconds. Realized I was in the wrong room. I didn't belong there. Sorry. Sheriff Quinn Denny.
Good morning. Things are going well at the sheriff's office. Deputies are busy. No major news from there. At the jail, we're at 85 adults. 85 adults. We have one juvenile out of county and then 14 adults out of county. We're going to be focusing on some promotions out there with our jail administrator, Doug Urban, retiring at some point this year. Don't have a definitive date, but we're going to be looking at that transition and just kind of get prepared for that. So other than that, things are going really well.
Sure. Thank you, Kim.
Yep.
Rodney Buiser, maintenance.
Good morning. I sent an email last week, and as everybody can tell, the front entryway of the courthouse is down at the moment. So the Tiger Grant project is out front here. It is a little frustrating. I guess I don't understand their perfectly laid out plans, but it seems that we do not have really any good access for employees from the sheriff's parking lot, because they got from the sheriff's office tore out. They got the island section is not completed. Now they tore out the front section, so the really only good way for the employees to park across the street is to go down the back alley of the sheriff's office, up around the block, maybe up the hill and hit the back door. It's probably the closest, because there's really no safe access road, because they don't have that middle island done, so they can't really cross to that island and come across the street there. It's just kind of a mess right now, so I'm sure there's a perfectly good explanation and reason for it. I just don't know what that is, but we'll get through it. So anyway, that's going to last at least a couple weeks out front. They have some electric. They got a couple light poles to put in, some electric to do. I'm not sure when they're going to pour the sheriff's office yet, but there is access to that for customers that need to go. They can park in the sheriff's parking lot. In the south door is open. They have a little section there where you can walk in and get into the lobby area there. So I would just say for the people that's coming to do business at the courthouse sheriff's office is the best way to park in the sheriff's office. The courthouse, best way to maybe park on the hillside or on the south side. Parking lot, lower parking lot is open to all public on handicap access. They can enter that south handicap door. So that's about all I got at the moment. Thank you.
It'll probably turn out like it did on Jefferson and Central. That's still the thorn in everybody's.
So I'm sure there's a great plan there. I don't see it as well as they do, but that's okay.
Well, they had a plan there, but they tore it out and redid it, so, and it's still not good. It took parking places away from businesses.
Yeah, it's work out. They just got a lot of different sections opened up right now.
It's so narrow.
It's narrow?
Yeah, change it to the three lanes. You mean the big bump outs?
Yeah. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney. Jared Glasser, land use.
Well, we're just keeping busy as usual. We don't have anything on the agenda today, but we'll have a couple of subdivisions, minor subdivisions moving through, and then a larger subdivision, gonna be reviewed by the zoning commission, has a meeting next week. Apart from that, I don't have anything to report.
Got a question. I've got a question. One of the discussions they had at the state was the wind installations.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of people discussing that. And they were talking about distance between turbines.
Okay.
I don't think our, and whether that's necessary or not, and whether they meant between turbines and houses or something, but they were saying the distance between turbines. And I was just curious if that's a thing or not.
I know that we had looked at that. I'd have to go back and check and see how the final ordinance worded that. I think it may be something that applies to minimum distance between structures, but I remember it was kind of back and forth.
And I looked and it wasn't clear to me.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean it isn't clear.
Okay.
But it wasn't clear to me. If you could look at that and then let me know.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Thanks, Sheriff. Chanel Nathan, Warren County Treasurer.
Good morning. That reminder, it's that time of year for the second installment for the property taxes. So the 31st falls on Sunday. You have until April 1st to make the payment without penalty because 1.5% will be added on Tuesday, April 2nd. And I did put a little blurb in the news release about the front steps situation. Yeah.
At 5 p.m.
4:30.
4:30. No, yeah, 4:30. If you show up at 4:30 and the door is locked, you're SOL.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that discussion in the past.
Yes, and Dropbox as well. It will be picked up at 4:30 on Monday, the 1st.
Thanks, Chanel. Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. Everything's going well in the recorder's office. Nothing new to share.
And Siobhan, safety.
Good morning. I don't have anything to share on the safety side, but Shannon did ask me to just remind everyone again. She had talked about it before that TC Energy will be conducting a pipeline exercise today from 8 to 1. It is just a drill. It's going to be between 230th and 240th Street, just east of Des Moines Henry Avenue.
Thank you. Krista Pogamiller, Mobile Health.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I don't have anything new to report.
Thank you. Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. Did ISAC last week. Went to County a day on Wednesday. Ended up in some fairly good meetings there, kind of impromptu. One of the big topics, obviously, is the new tax law, as we all know, and its impacts. It impacts every county differently, so it's kind of interesting to hear some of the legislators' comments regarding that bill up there and kind of their take on it and why it came about. Found a lot of that interesting. One of the, I think with anything major like that, there's unintended consequences. I mentioned to you guys, the kind of unintended consequences from that bill was the conflict with the requirement in the code that counties have to meet the 75% minimum of contribution to the, not contribution, transfer, I guess would be the best way to put it, for the Secretary of Roads Department. And if you don't meet that 75%, and that 75% has been there a long time, and it has to stay there, because if you don't, there are some counties that just simply would not have any skin in the game. They wouldn't put money towards the road department. There's already some that cut it right as tight to 75 as they can.
Not to interrupt you, but that 75%, you have to meet that to get the state funding.
So that was going to say, there's domino effect there. If you don't meet the 75%, you, I'll give a very brief summary, but we're not in that boat. I want to be clear right up front. Des Moines County is not in this boat, but there are counties impacted by it. And so there's two major implications. One, whatever dollar amount you're under the 75%, you lose that equivalent, you lose in your secondary road tax that comes from the state, and it gets divvied out to 99 different counties evenly. Then, until you get back up above 75%, and some of the logistics, I'm not gonna sit here and claim to understand, until you get up to that 75%, you also lose the use of your farm market fund, which is possibly even bigger. There were two counties, one for sure I know, because I heard the county engineer mention it, that their calculation was so close on the 75% that they were under 75%, I wanna say by like 13 cents, something like that. I mean, I'm probably off on that, but the only reason they didn't face any issues from it is because they couldn't comply with the state couldn't comply with the law because you can't divide that by 99. So there was no way to split that between 99 counties. So they called it 75% and went on with life. So anyway, but with the way the law's written, it has the potential to conflict for some counties fairly early in this whole process, and probably for all counties if you look at the true big picture. I mean, now we all know that the law currently sunsets in 4 years, and who knows from there what'll happen. So anyway, where I'm going with that is it was a big point of discussion. I think from everything we understood, the legislature, at least some legislators, are open, and I think they all understand there'll be some tweaks. They knew going into it that there would be something that had to be dealt with, as long as it's minor and stuff like that. So I've ended up being appointed to a kind of an ad hoc committee of county engineers that are going to try to. We were challenged by one of the senators there, of trying to come up with a solution that she would find amicable. And so that was kind of an interesting topic, because there are certain things that are not, they will not rework that bill. She made that crystal clear. So we're gonna see if we can come up with something to help protect that situation. Try to avoid the unintended consequence of a county having to lose their other, you know, capabilities because of that. So I don't know, ISAC's always a kind of a mix of meetings. I thought it was, if you bounced around, so I thought there were a lot of good meetings there, in my opinion. Just a matter of what you went to and what fit what you needed. Couple bridge updates. The small bridge in the bottom, Shea 13, the one on 160th Street that's on the dead end over by the river, that contractor's still working. Still driving piling. He's done driving steel on the east side. He's working on the west side. And then once they're done with that in the next couple of days, then they'll go back and start working on the caps. Once they have the cap, that contract will be done and out of there, and it'll be sitting there whenever time allows for our crew to work, which won't be any time in the near future. But at least everything will be there that we can work with. So that's coming along. Bridgeport, the old bridge, progress has been made there. I think it's been a little sporadic between rain. If you were to go down there yesterday afternoon, for instance, that little 55-foot pony truss that's on the north end, its own little section, that's loaded up on a semi-trailer, actually, but then it rained a substantial amount, so it's just sitting on the north end. So I think all work on the north end is pretty much done, except for at some point they've got to get in there, load that up, hook it up, and pull it out. And I'm sure they're waiting for it to either be frozen one morning or just simply dry out, which sounds like we're going to get wet again later this week, so we'll just see on timing of that. The river did come up also. They actually held off. I don't know when they actually dropped the bridge, but currently the bridge is dropped, and a portion of it is gone. I did send an email to you guys this morning. I meant to send it yesterday before I left the office, and I forgot to hit the send button, so sorry about that. So they're going to let the river drop a little bit further. Again, it's coming down. That's what the skunk does. When you get a rain like that, it'll kind of flash and then it'll come back down. So they're going to go back to working on it and keep pulling it across and scrapping it out. So they've made headway. It's not done yet. So the contract rock haul, I think this is the earliest I can remember that it's done. Credit to the quarries that were on that. They got all sorts of trucks, and I don't know if it was because there isn't as much other work going on or what. We had a lot of trucks on it, and they hammered that thing out fairly quick. So it's good to have that done. So we'll be working with Cheryl and get that paid. Our dust control vendor is also looking at an early application compared to normal since we were able to get the rock done. We're trying to line that up for late April. So I thought I'd give you a bit of heads up when we get closer to that, because I know that's a ways away. I'll remind you of it. They, the overall vendor for this area, so I mean, there's not a lot of mass calcium chloride producing places, have decided to do a maintenance shutdown in May. So which is the height of demand for that kind of a product in many different directions. The vendor contacted us and wanted to know if we wanted to look at June or early May or late April. And we've done it in June before because of timing, but since we got a rock down, we contacted them and they're hoping if the weather pattern is good at that time period to go ahead and do a couple days in late April and just get it done. So just a heads up on that. And we're gonna do a pre-construction meeting for Golf Course Road and having talked to the subcontractor on that. Doesn't sound like that's likely until late April earliest, just because of workload. So I told you last week that it might be sooner or later, and that could still hold true, but I think sooner or later is more late April, early May than it is right away. So we'll hold off and send a letter to people until we have a little bit better idea. That really touches on some stuff. There's a lot of other stuff behind the scenes, but I think that's the kind of the peak of what's going on. So if you guys have any questions, I'm happy to answer, but otherwise we'll just keep on going out there.
Thanks, Brian. Yep. Didn't miss anybody. Okay. Correspondence. Did either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I received one from Mark Campbell. I forgot to write down his address, but he said we get cussed all the time about the grader drivers and all that, but he said they did a fantastic job up by Pleasant Grove. He took some pictures and he said it was a fantastic job. And then I did get a complaint. I asked her, I said, do you want me to give your name at the meeting? She says, no, don't give my name. I said, she was angry because you guys were rocking so soon. She goes, I was driving behind and they were rocking on Flint.
Such jerks.
Anyways, yeah. You guys are doing some rock, you're in our way, wherever the heck it was.
Sounds like something we would do.
And I told her, I said, well, do you want me to leave your name that they're rocking so soon? I said, because the south end is already done. I said, and they're really getting close to finishing up. And she didn't want to leave a name, but
that's fine.
I figured I would just go ahead and cuss you anyways, because you guys are moving so fast on the rock program this year.
The contract rock program's done, as I mentioned, so that easily could have been what she's calling about. We also have our semis running. So we're running our own county rock program, and I mean, anybody that thinks it's early is right. There's no question about it, and we will, if we get some of the moisture they're talking, no different than we've got a few rags along the way, we'll shut down. The biggest issue is if you get a snowfall, and pretty much if you get a snowfall when you've got fresh rock on it, you're almost gonna just leave it alone, because the last thing you wanna do is shut rock off the road. So, but I don't know. The weather patterns work pretty well to get a lot of work done, which I know doesn't matter to other people, but it frees bodies up come August and September to do other projects. So any work like this in March or even late February is kind of unheard of, and I would call it bonus. So, but yeah, we're rocking. We're rocking like crazy.
But if it wasn't rock, they would complain.
Well, I mean, you don't make everybody happy. I guess what we're doing is getting noticed. So it's better not doing anything.
I forgot to tell you, Tom was a correspondence, but Chris did text me. He said he wouldn't be here, but he was planning on being here, but he's down at Starch Cave. They're still doing some work, so he wouldn't have to make this one.
Okay. And the people didn't give you your name and your name to you.
What's that?
They didn't give a name?
Oh, no, I knew her name. I asked her, I said, okay, can I leave your name? And she says, no, don't leave my name. Oh. I said, well, all righty then. They're just rocking, man, you know, trying to get ahead of the game.
Okay. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of
$662,743.31.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. We have payroll reimbursement claims in the amount of $690.96.
Move to approve.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes. And we need to set the dates for the rural resident spring cleanup. I think you're all familiar with the countywide cleanup. Monday, April 18th through Saturday, June 8th, 2024. The auditors check dates and come up with those for us, and we appreciate that. Is there any discussion?
Well, I think that's a good time. The only thing I've got on that cleanup, why did they have to make an appointment to drop off? What's the reasoning behind it to drop off a refrigerator or stove or something like that?
Because that's the rule.
And I'm pretty sure it's just to make sure they've got.
What's behind that?
I think it's to make sure that they've got somebody there, because I think every once in a while people get slick with dropping off a little bit more stuff, and it still comes with I think a separate fee for certain things. So I'm pretty sure that's the reason.
Jim, I'm with you. If they could make that more user-friendly, we would have a lot less crap in our ditches, because it is a pain in the ass to get rid of stuff. That's what they
want. Quit using words like that.
They want you to recycle. They want you to do this, and it is a pain, especially if you happen to work.
That's right, and you have to make an appointment for it.
But here's the deal. You got to understand, though, just some people, even like with the recycling bins, not everybody's putting recyclables in those bins. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you leave things unattended, sometimes people take advantage and they put things that aren't supposed to go where they're supposed to go. So
I understand that. I'm talking more big stuff. I'm talking like, you know, TVs, appliances, fridge, stuff like that. That's what we see in the ditches. I mean, yes, somebody will dump a bag of trash and that happens, but the big stuff is really difficult depending on your schedule. Some people just are lazy and don't want to spend the money, because you still have effort to load it up and dump it in a ditch.
There, a couple years ago, I found a cow chalk right out in the middle of the road, because you have to make an appointment.
A couple years ago, I was driving up Division Street and I saw a van with a Henry County license plate throw out a bag of trash.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of the street, which I got them, but right in the middle of the street.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily Des Moines County resident. You don't know where. I actually will give credit, since we're not really talking about, but Kevin's guys have done a nice job on the rare occasion that we find a noticeable trash dump of working with us, trying to find a name, and maybe they can't do something legally, but they can sure give a phone call and say, you know, kind of be the, hey, get clean it up or else kind of a thing. And there's all stories. Sometimes it has nothing to do with the person in it. Sometimes they hire, we've seen that where they hired somebody and guess what? It didn't go to the landfill, you know, because that's a cost. So
that's more often than not, as a lot of landlords will hire crews to clean up, not necessarily reputable crews, and then they will dump that those items out. And essentially what we'll do is, we'll identify where it came from, can't necessarily identify exactly who dumped it, but we will tell them that we're going to assess a penalty to them. The cost to clean it up is going to be a lot more than what they can clean it up for, so if we can't charge them, we'll get them to clean it up. If we can charge them, we'll charge them and get them to clean it up, because it's important to keep our county roads clean.
Yeah, but they are active with it, and that's really nice, because that's not the case elsewhere all the time, I will tell you that. So we appreciate it, because it makes you feel good when you put a little effort into it that maybe track somebody down and drive the point home.
I've got my landfill board meeting at 4 o'clock. I will bring that up again today. So,
and just a reminder that I think it's the recycling center that actually appliances go to.
That's true.
And you got it, but if you call a day ahead, they'll typically have an appointment for you for appliances. I think it costs, I don't want to be quoted on this, but I think it's like $10 for an appliance. But they strip all the stuff out of there that can't be recycled, and then they'll take it over to Alters or do whatever.
That's important.
Yeah, it's a pretty handy location just to drop off, and they have a pretty nice setup at the recycling center, so.
I think location, everything's good. It'd just be nice if it could be more random, an appointment. But I'm sure Shane's right, too. I'm sure there's manpower and other factors, too.
Okay, we're going to open up that can of worms, people.
Well, everybody's got a different perspective. One side looks at it, we don't want it in our ditches, and the other side looking at convenience. So whoever's got a hold of them last, and people that make the rules have a hold of them last. So anyway, this isn't anything that needs to be voted on, so this is more of an announcement. So the countywide rural cleanup will be Monday, April 18th through Saturday, June 8th. June 8th. April 18th through June 8th. We have a Class D liquor license for the Tipsy Travelers for April 4th, 2024 at the 14133 Irish Ridge Road. I believe that's the barn on the ridge. I think Tipsy Travelers, aren't they like a bartending service for hire?
They are.
Okay. And I think that's a questionable location out there.
We're going to let that go.
But the Tipsy Travelers bring it up a notch so we can balance it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you approve if Kevin doesn't have any say-so about it?
No issues with the Tipsy Travelers.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Okay, we have a personnel action for the correctional center. We have Addison Clayton.
It's a part-time cook, yeah.
Kitchen assistant, new hire, rate $9.66 an hour.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
And we have minutes for the regular meeting of March 12th.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Any other business?
I have none.
Have none. Future agenda items.
I don't remember if we had it on the agenda or not, but our active threat training is going to be April 5th, so we do need to just get the, I guess, final approval from the board on closing the courthouse down on April 5th at 2 o'clock to do that training. So I don't know if we need an agenda item or just your guys' approval next week would be fine.
Okay.
We'll discuss that.
We discuss it. I don't think there's a problem. It might not hurt to put it on the agenda, and then we'll, you know, get notices out.
Okay. Thank you.
What did we decide on, 2:30?
I think we're trying to do 2 o'clock, if that's possible. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Rodney. Committee reports.
I have a conservation meeting, and they're still working on Star's Cave, and the Ranger House is open. You can rent that, but it's in three-month intervals, so if anybody that's interested in it wants to rent it toward the end of the year, it's not going to be available. Like say if you want it in October, it's not going to be available until June to rent that. So be not dismayed. Just stay mindful. But anyways, that's about it.
I didn't have anything.
I attended the Iowa State Association of Counties, the ISAC Spring School, and there's some interesting discussion, like Brian said, on the House Files 718 on the opioid settlement and wind turbines. And we had a
our meeting for the public health facility, the construction progress, and they're finishing up the roof and framing the interior walls, and they should start installing bricks in the next couple of weeks. So they are moving right along. Every time you drive by, it looks like more like a building. As a matter of fact, I think they're gonna let us know here shortly, and the committee can take a little tour through it. So we'll look forward to that. That's all I have. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you can email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. You can call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or that call. And in the interim, if anybody in attendance has any comments, this would be the time to bring them up.
I do have one thing, a quick thing I wanted to bring up. I wanted to thank Colin, Sheriff Glendenning, and Shannon. Yesterday we had an assessment from a person from the Iowa Department of Homeland Security Emergency Management, came to do an assessment here at the courthouse. So I appreciate them taking their time and kind of walking around and meeting with that person, going over a bunch of stuff. They'll be sending us a report in a few weeks. Just something good to have done every so often. The last assessment we had from them was probably over 15 years ago, I'm assuming. So we'll see what they come back with. But everything seemed to go pretty well. I think he was fairly impressed with a lot of things we had in place already compared to some other counties. So we still have things to work on. But I just wanted to thank them guys. So appreciate it.
And you deserve thanks too, Rodney, because we're in the situation we're in because of all the work you put in, so.
Honestly, it seemed like he was quite impressed with things that were in place, and Rodney's insight and knowledge on things. He does a great job, so appreciate everything he's doing.
Good job.
Thank you.
I met with Farm Bureau last week too, and I mentioned that. They invited me to their Tuesday evening meeting, so that was good. Always appreciate the invite, and it's good to talk projects and get their questions answered, and they can pass things on to their members, so that's worthwhile.
Get close to our 2 minutes.
5 seconds left. If you don't hear the alarm, you don't shut it off.
With an eye, we're out of here.
All right.
We are adjourned.